Shir Lamadalan and Shabbos continue. Yud Gimel Kislev Heitav Shalom at Zion, December 5th, 1976, on Sunday.
Yavin, who was Matir, and he's not the biggest basic in the world either. So he was Matir, so on him they rely. And the people, many Orthodox Jews, carrying Rishis Rabin, the Faresias, and carriages, and pocketbooks, and everything. I mean, this is the most outrageous things that happen in Orthodox Jew in America. Alright, so why? Why they were the Matir? Because they don't know Ilche Shabbos, you see. And they don't know the difference between a Rishis Rabin that is a Rishis Rabin on the basis of its own merit, and the Rishis Rabin that is on the basis of the fact that it opens on both sides to a Rishis Rabin. Now, New York, Times Square certainly, or Union Square, I mean, the whole stretch from 42nd Street to 14th Street, Heshishim Ribay and everything, and it's a Zainamo, it's a Rishis Rabin on its own now. So, Memele, it's ridiculous to say that just because the two openings, the Shorim, are not parallel to each other, Mamish parallel, it doesn't have a din of Rishis Rabin. If something is a Rishis Rabin on its own merit, so it's not necessary that be Shorim Chubonim Zulezu. Even this halacha of Shorim Chubonim Zulezu is mentioned by some Rishenim, not by all Rishenim. But let's say that Rishenim agree with this requirement of Shorim Chubonim Zulezu. So that's only Shayach in regard to Imove. Because Imove, by definition, is not a Rishis Rabin on the basis of its own merit. If it had been a Rishis Rabin on the basis of its own merit, why do we have to mention that it's Mifloshim? Who cares whether it's Mifloshim? Platye? Are we concerned whether a Platye is Mifloshim to another Platye? That Platye itself is a Rishis Rabin. So who cares whether it's Mifloshim? Only we got Mimove. So there is a requirement it should be Mifloshim. So then there are some Rishenim who say that Mifloshim is not enough. Let's say if it goes zigzag, and if it's not straight, let's say the heavy move, let's say, here is a move, an alley, and here is one opening, another opening, so only, the Sambi Shem is saying, only if the two openings, width-wise, are opposite, but suppose it goes crooked, let's say Lincoln, I mean, it doesn't go straight, so in such a case, that move, I'm foolish, since you have to go around and curve your way, there is no straight way, if it goes like this, so if it goes crooked, so then Shoreim is not Mechobonim, Zekenegeze, so maybe it's not an issue, Sarab Midraise. But that is only Shayach, and that's only some Rishayim say, but that is only Shayach if it is not a Rishus Rabim on the basis of its own merit. Not Israti and the Patya. But if it is a Rishus Rabim on the basis of its own merit, like the whole area from 42nd Street to 14th Street, where you have Shim Ribe in every block, every day, except on Sunday, maybe not. So every day besides Sunday, so Shishim Ribe Beiki in the whole area between 42nd Street and 14th Street. So who cares that the opening in Riverdale there on 242nd Street and there near City Hall, so it's not Mechavonim. Who cares that it's not Mechavonim? What is it? What's the importance? What do you call the two openings of the city just because it's under the jurisdiction of Mayor Beam? I mean, what difference does it make? It's only when it's not a Rishus HaRabim on the basis of its own merit, but it has to become a Rishus HaRabim by virtue of the fact that it ends up on both ends. It merges into Rishus HaRabim. So then, that's what the Rishonim say, even if it opens into Rishus HaRabim, but if it goes crooked, it's not sweet, so then it's not considered real Mufulesh. But if it is a Rishus HaRabim on the basis of its own merit, like Times Square, so of course it is a Rishus HaRabim. Even though the opening on 242nd Street and the opening there at the other end are not Mechuvim Zekeneged, that's a double portion. Alright, anyway. So this is, so we say, so Srati Uplatik Deilom Voyesam Feloshi, Zui Rishus HaRabim Gmurok, Emitus Ayochit Zu, Rishus HaRabim Zu. So here again, just as in regard to Rishus HaYochit, the Braise emphasizes, first it says, Zeu Rishus HaYochit, and then he says, Zeu Rishus HaYochit Gmurok. apparently there is something in between. It's a Rishis HaYochid, not Rishis HaYochid Gemura. The Gemara discusses these Lishenis. And Ligabe Rishis HaRabim also. So it says, Izeo Rishis HaRabim, Sratye Platye Deilom Vesam Floshim Zu Rishis HaRabim Mor. Sim Rishis HaYochid Zu Rishis HaRabim Zu, Vim Achlisim Rishis HaYochid Zu Yochid Zu, Vim Heitzi Vihichlis Bishedik Chayev Chatos, Vim Ezit Anish Kores Vinisko. Aval Yam Ubiko, Vistevines. Vistevines is the place where the sochrim, the merchant, the customers, they come. In other words, you see, it's not as today. Today, you know, all business is carried out in indoor stores, but in those days, so the business was carried out on stands in the street. So there, in the street, I mean, in New York, you also find it. I mean, in certain places, you know, where people sell on stands, they sell all kinds of merchandise. So in those places, so they had stands where they kept the merchandise, and they also had elevated place where the merchants, so as they were standing there, you know, a whole day, and the customers were standing there bargaining, so they sat down, and apparently it was a little elevated, those stands upon which they sat down. That's called this divinity. And it wasn't so comfortable, you know, to sit in those places. It wasn't a comfortable bench. So, because Gemara says it's lo yinichal itashmishet. So those places, even though those tents were set up in the midst of the Rishis Rabin, they did not have a din of Rishis Rabin. That's the din of the Karmelis. All right. They are Karmelis. Gemara ask, what is Karmelis? The other things are also Karmelis. Gemara ask, Eino lo yikashus Rabin, lo yikashus Ayot. V'neisim b'seichu. So you're not allowed to carry daladames within a kamales, because midrabonon a kamales has the same chumres as a rishis harabim midrais. Just as a rishis harabim, so midrais you're not allowed to carry within the rishis harabim daladames. So in a kamales you're not allowed to carry daladames within a kamales. V'nosav nosim seicho potas only misarabon. V'imitziy miteicho rishis harabim also midrabon. ולא נשס רבי מסייך, ואם הכניסים נשס היוחד מסייך, ולא מסייך לא נשס היוחד. עושה מדרבון, ואם הייצי ויכניס פוטר, ואני זה חייב, ואני זה ניסה דרייסה, אם זה מייצי נשס היוחד נשס רבי. בוא, תוצא היוחד מקרמלס. זה ניסה דרבון אומרי. תו מייצי מקרמלס לשס רבי. ניסה ניסה דרבון אומרי. זה ניסה דרבון אומרי. חצי לשל רבי, ומבוי שאין לו מפלושי. ומבוי שאין לו מפלושי. Now let's see the Rashi. All right. Because of this Arabi, is the Venus shall ifnei achanuye sheyesh from some socher. Va'akarmeles lekame poro chotu kolhani yamo biko la'avayne karmeles bitkon etane li'il. Ein leke shes hayochid mishim itami le shes arabim de'ein lohem mechitzes. Ve'lo ikle shes arabim de'imim lidigloi mitbo v'lav li'iluche de'rabim abit. So Rashi says that the reason is why Yam, Ubiko, Istevines, and Karmeles is in Likashis Arabi, Likashis Ayochid, why Yam, Ubiko, Melek? Istevines, so the Gemara says, because Limichal Tashmish. But Yam, Ubiko, why is it not Kirshis Arabi? He says, the lovely Luche de Rabbi Mavid, because the bulk of the people don't walk about them. Now, of course, according to Rashi Shitin Erev in the book, that one of the requisites of Kirshis Arabi is. In other words, that 600,000 people, so have to walk there. So daily. So maybe Yamubiko, so 600,000 people don't walk there daily. Now, so Biko, I mean, of course, don't walk there. And Yam, 600,000 people don't walk there. I mean, how about Coney Island in the summertime? So you have. You have certainly on Sundays, so you have 600,000 people. I mean, I don't remember now, I don't know now. But years ago, you had more than 600,000 people on the summertime in Coney Island Beach in the Yam itself. So does it have a din of a Rishis Harabim? Maybe yes. But as far as the Hiluch Rabim Avideh, so Coney Island Beach in the summertime, is Ovid Lilachabi. Is Ovid Lilachabi. But maybe there is another. Maybe there is another chisom. Another chisom as to why Yam couldn't become Ashram. But anyway, according to Rashi, so the reason as to why Yam would be is not the Rishus Arabim, even though it has no mechitzes, and it's certainly Yamu Biko, is the Zayin Amo. Why? It has all the other characteristics, but it's not Lilacham Avide. And Rashi Shiti in Erev Nabob is that it has to have Shishim Ribe, 600,000, so Yamu Biko don't have Shishim Ribe. The Ramban is Chilik on Rashi and Pesach. That Shishim Ribe is an essential prerequisite for Rishus Arabim. And the Ramban says that it doesn't make any difference whether Shishim Ribe or not, as long as it's obud for the hiluch of older, no special number. Let's say sratye platye. So in other words, so platye, there's a marketplace, and people from every corner of the city come there to shop. So even though it doesn't have shishim ribe, let's say it's a town that has just 100,000 people, residents. That's all. It's still a rishus rabim. The platye is a rishus rabim because from every corner of the town, people come to the marketplace. According to Rashi Teisves, if you have less than Shishim Ribe, even though from every corner of the town people come, so it's not a Rishus Rabbi, according to Rashi Teisves. According to the Ramban, as long as it's also Hilach Rabbi, without any discrimination, you know. All parts of the city. So then, it is a Rishus Rabbi. It is a Rishus Rabbi, according to Ramban. So you understand, Yamu Biko, the rabbin, the bulk of the people don't go there. Yamobi. But then there is the Shittes HaRambam. The Shittes HaRambam is that there is no such requirement that rabbin should walk there regularly. According to the Rambam, any alley that is designed amo wide, any alley that is designed amo wide, any street that is, maybe I shouldn't say alley, because that's Mobe maybe, but we see something unique about Mobe, because we see, like, vis-a-vis Mobe, so the price requires me for washing Rishus Rabbim. So apparently, on the basis of its own merit, it couldn't come Rishus Rabbim. But any street, let's say, I don't know whether you are familiar, it's near where I live, Olive Street. It's a little, in Yiddish you would call it the Gesalem. All right, so Olive Street, according to the Rambam, it has a din of Rishus Rabbim. Even Olive Street. According to Rashi and Tosfos, certainly not. Even according to the Rambam, it's not Rishus Rabbim, because according to the Rambam, while there is no requirement of Shishim Ribe, but it has to be a place where people from the whole town go. But who goes on Olive Street? Somebody who lives on Olive Street, so he goes on Olive Street, I mean. Otherwise, no one will go on Olive Street. But according to the Rambam, it will definitely have a din of Rishus Rabbim. Because according to the Rambam, there is no such requirement. There is no such requirement that the rabbi, the general rabbi, has to walk there. But what is the requirement according to the Rambam? The general rabbi has to have the legal right to walk there. And now it's the anyone can walk there. I mean, they don't want, but anyone can drive through Aleph if he wants. No one can stop it. No one can take out an injunction against any person driving through Olive Street. So according to the Rambam, it's not important that it should actually be a place of Hiluch Rabbim, the general public. But every member of the public has to have a legal right to walk there. Let's say if a certain town belongs to a Yochid, private ownership. So even if you have Shishim Ribe, so the Ramban says, it's not a Rishus Rabbim. Because the Rabbim do not have a legal right except by an explicit license. So according to the Ramban, Rishus Rabbim means that the Rabbim, without any discrimination, any member of the public, has a legal right to walk there. To walk. So the question is, now Biko and the Yam, so every member of the public has a right to walk in the Yam or to walk in the Bikol. So why isn't that a Rishus Rabbim? So we have to say, and that's mashma from the Gemara, because there is another requirement. It has to be Nichalei Tashmishit. So let's say, vis-a-vis Yis Tevineh, which is used for sitting, so it's not an issue for rabbi, even though the rabbi sit there, because they do not sit there comfortably. I mean, it's not comfortable to sit there. But the sochrim, the customers, as they stand there and they bargain, you know, and they want to rest up, so they lean on it and they sit on it, even though it's elevated, and it's not comfortable, you know, to sit on it. You cannot really rest. So it's not little tashmishi. And as far as any place that it's not comfortable to walk through there, so you cannot walk through that place with ease, so that's not Rishus HaRabim either. So according to the Rambam, the Rashi says that the reason is why Yamu because not Rishus HaRabim, because actually it's not usually the Rabim. According to, so of course that's according to Rashi, and even according to Rambam, but according to the Rambam, that this is not an essential ingredient of Rishus HaRabim, the fact that actually it's used by the whole public, our public, so why is Biko and Yam not Rishus HaRabim? Because it's not Nechalet HaShemesh. So it's mistaber that even on Island Beach in the summertime where you have Shishim Ribei people, it probably does not have a din of Rishus HaRabim. If somebody will carry in the Yam itself, on the beach, in the Yam, in the water, Daladames, he will not be chayim. Because even though you have Shishim Ribei there, but it's you cannot walk in the Yam with ease. So it's not Nichalei Tashmish. Alright, now. So Rashi says in so many words that one is allowed lechatchile to be mitaltel less than dalet ames in the kamos, because in Rishus HaRabim it's muta midraise. How about Rishus HaRabim to be mitaltel less than dalet ames? Poches mit alle dames, it's a gemorah beforeshes, that it's also a rishus rabbi, mura mit rabbos, to carry an object, poches mit alle dames. That's poches mit alle dames. But so, poches mit alle dames means that on the whole he carries more than mit alle dames. But he makes his stop at every 2 ames. But suppose he only carries 2 ames. He doesn't carry alle dames, just 2 ames. In the rishus rabbi, is he allowed mit rabbono and the chatchile to do it? So there is a machlokes rashi. As to whether mit Rabbonon one is allowed to carry poches mit alle dames. Poches mit alle dames, of course he is also. But poches mit alle dames, so where he only carries 2 ames, 3 ames, 3.5 ames. So then there are some Rishonim who say that it's mutar even in Rishus HaRabim. There are Rishonim who say mit Rabbonon it's also. Mashein ken mitamol es poches mit alle dames, he certainly mutar. This is what Rashi says. How about poches mit alle dames? In the Karmeles, there is a machlokes achrenim on that. So there are some achrenim who say that poches, that in the Karmeles you are allowed to carry even poches mit alle ames, even though on the whole you carry a certain object, let's say 20 ames, 50 ames, but you made a stop, lofush, at every 2 ames, so in the Karmeles you are allowed. And some say that you're not allowed. But poches mit alle ames in the Karmeles, not poches mit alle ames, then it's a double poshut that you are allowed lechatchila to carry. This is what Rashi says. Kolimar metalkin ben olvisir dalad mishum deim olishis harab. Vigosu barabonu otoshis harab. Vimeitzi vichnis pota vizu kamo lesa amur lemay. Chotza shol rabim. Umvoy yeshenim veloshi. Chotza shol rabim shepsuchim lechotza botim rabi. Vichotza psuch ol yoshis harabim. Ubnei abotim yeitzi derech hachotza. Derech hachotza ol yoshis harabim. I mean, that was, you see, today, it's not common. You have it in certain towns, you have it, even in the United States you have it, but in Europe you have it in all the big cities. So in other words, you didn't enter a building the way you enter here, a building in the street. So there's an entrance to a building. Now, you enter the courtyard. There was a gate, a whole courtyard, and then you enter through the gate, you enter. That's the way the buildings are set up, you know, in the European towns. So there was the courtyard, had a big gather around it, and then there was a big gate, and then through the gate you entered in the courtyard. And inside the courtyard you had a building. You could have several buildings. So that is a chotesh rabim, but the same thing is true of a building. An apartment building. So too you enter into the building itself, not into a courtyard. But there are many tenants, there are many apartments. So it's the same aloha. Chotzer shel rabim shepsuchim lichotzer arbotim rabbi lichotzer psuchol lishus rabbi. The courtyard opens through a gate you enter from the lishus rabbi into the courtyard. Chotzer psuchol lishus rabbi ubnei arbotim yeitzim derech chotzer lishus rabbi umboy yeshenu mufaloshi. In other words, it means one end is a dead end. It is also so it has mechitzes. Besides, every move has two mechitzes lengthwise. But in move also means that not only does it have two mechitzes lengthwise, but it has also a mechitze. It's a move sosum here too, and here. So that's a move sosum, and here you enter from the rishus rab. So that's a move sosum. So it has three mechitzes. So according to most Rishenim, if it has three mechitzes, it becomes a Rishus HaYochid Midrais. According to the Rambam, it doesn't become a Rishus HaYochid Midrais with three mechitzes, unless it has a lechi in the fourth side. But if it has a lechi, if it has three mechitzes, if you have a mobe sosum, and then here you put up a lechi, a post, a log of wood, just one that's ilechi, so 10 tvachim high, so then it is a rishus hayochi midrais and midrabon. And there is a machlekes reshenim, most reshenim say that even without ilechi on the fourth side, so if you have three mechitzes, it's a rishus hayochi midrais, but midrabonon, you're not allowed to carry it. Midrabonon, it is to be treated like a kalmeles, unless you set up ilechi. Alech on the fourth side. And according to the Rambam, so without Alechi, it's not even a Rishus HaYochid Midraise, but it's a Mokim Ptur Midraise. If you have only two Mechitzes, then it can be a Rishus HaRabim Midraise, if it has all the other characteristics. But if it has three Mechitzes, so then that negates the character of Rishus HaRabim, then it becomes a Mokim Ptur Midraise. And if you put up Alechi, then it becomes Midraise, a Rishus HaYochid. So the lechi is mishimachitza the Rambam paskins, and it converts the otherwise mokim p'tur into a rishus hayochid midraisa. According to the other rishonim, so it is rishus hayochid midraisa without the lechi. But midrabonon it's considered like a karmeles, so the lechi makes it into a rishus hayochid even midrabonon. And according to the Rambam, so the lechi itself makes it into a rishus hayochid midraisa. So Paul Bod, Alochi is that if you have a Mobi Sosum, so then you can make an error, either by putting up a lechi, or by putting a kero, a beam, let's say, that is tepach. So if you put a kero here, at the entrance, at the opening here, a kero, so then it's also put at the metal there, but according to the Rambam, there is a difference. There is a fundamental difference. If, let's say, you have a Mobi Sosum three mechitzes, and then you put up Ilechi here, so then it becomes converted into a Mishnah Yochid Midraisa. But if you don't put up Ilechi here, you just put a Keiro here, so then Keiro, Lechi, the Rambam Paschus is Mishnah Mechitze, has a Chalisha Mechitze. But Keiro does not have a Chalisha Mechitze. We do not say P Keiro here, the same thing. So it's like a mechitze. There is such a mandoma who says P K Royer Viseisim. So but the Rambam paskens that we don't say P K Royer Viseisim. So Mimele, Midraise it remains a mocking tool. But if he doesn't have the Kero, so then you're not allowed to carry inside that Mobi Asosum. If it has the Kero, so the Chachomim, it still remains Midraise mocking tool. But the Chachomim allow you to carry inside. But suppose somebody will be there from the Rishus HaRabim inside the Mobi Asosum that has three mechitzes plus a Keiro, he will not be chayek. But suppose somebody will be there from the Rishus HaRabim into the Mobi Asosum that has three mechitzes and the Lechi, he will be chayek. Because Lechi mishim mechitzo and Keiro mishim hekia, the Rambam passes. But according to all other Rishenim, so if you have three mechitzes, then it becomes converted into a Rishus HaYochid Midraisa. So Memele, even without the Lechi and without the Keirot, if somebody will throw a Chifetz from the Rishus HaRabim into the Mobi HaSosum, even though he doesn't have a Lechi, he doesn't have a Keirot, so he's Chayav Midraisa. Alright, so here the Gemara says, Chatzir Shel Rabim Uvoishin V'Loshim. So he says, Chotzi Shorab, Shizukum Chotzi Bottom Rab, Chotzi Shorosh Sarab, Umnea Bottom Yitzira Chotzi Rab, Umvoish in Fulosh, Sherisha Chotzosum Hatzeres Zuchimle, Umnea Hatzere, Sitzira Chotzi Rab. So then, you who call a bottom Shochotzer Yahad be pass. So he talks about in Hatzeres, Shitufim voice. That has nothing to do, that's another aloch. So in other words, so the Brisa, when it says Chatzina Shal Rabim Uvoish in Voloshim, it has reference to a Chotza Shal Rabim, or to a Mubei Hasosum, Shein and Mifulesh, that has three Mechitzes, plus a Lechi or a Keiro. So in Meila you are allowed to carry inside the Chotzer or the Mubei. But there is a Rabbonon that even a Chotzer, Shein and Mureves, if you didn't make an Eruv HaTzeres or Shituf and Mivois, it's Ein Hach. So you're not allowed to carry. That was Shleimo Bizdine Gosso. Shleimo Bizdine, in other words, if you had an apartment building. So that's like Chatzir Shal Rabbi. Even though, I mean, it's not the same setup. I mean, it's not here, the buildings are not set up in courtyards, but Al-Pedin is the same thing. So in other words, you have one building, that's a big Rishis Ayochi, and that building has many apartments. Let's say it has 60 apartments, the building. So everyone has his own peculiar domain, his apartment. And then there is the hall, there is the lobby, I mean, that is common to all the tenants. So there is a similarity between the relationship between the Rishis Arabim and the Rishis Ayochid, and the relationship between one apartment and the lobby, or the hall. Just as the Rishis Arabim is common to all the rabbis. And then the Rishis Ayochid is peculiar to one. So here too, the lobby, the hall, is common to all the tenants, all the 60 tenants. But the apartment is peculiar to one person. So Shlomo Bizdine Wageze, that without an Eruv HaTzeiros, one should not be allowed to carry from an apartment, from a bayis into a chotzer, or from one apartment into the hall, or into the lobby. Why? Because if one will be allowed to carry from a bayis into a chotzer, the chotzer is mishutef to all the tenants. The bayis is peculiar to one tenant. Or if one will be allowed to carry from one chotzer in the same of Yasosum, that has a lechi and has a keron. So it's a real Rishis Ayochi. And into another chotzer that is contained within the same, that is embraced within the same Mobi HaSosom. So now the Mobi, the El itself, the Mobi HaSosom, even though it's Rishis Ayochi, but it's coming to all those who live in the chotzeres, embraced in that El. Mashem Kei, the chotzer is only can't be peculiar to the people who live in that chotzer. So Mimele, if you want to be allowed to carry from one apartment into the lobby, into the hall, so people will make an analogy. After all, the lobby, the hall, is coming to all the tenants, to the rabbi. And the apartment is the possession of one person, just as you are allowed to carry out from the apartment into the lobby that is coming to so many. Why shouldn't you be allowed to carry out from a Rishis Ayochid into the street? Why the street is coming to everybody? Well, the lobby is also coming to so many people. What difference does it make? 60 people or 1,000 people or 600,000 people? What difference does it make? So because of that, Shlomo Bizdine, you all gaze here, that if you have a chotzer with many batim, or you have a Mobi Asosum with many chatzeres and batim in it, so you shouldn't be allowed unless you make an Eruv HaTzeiros or Shituf Mivois. What does it mean, Eruv HaTzeiros? Eruv HaTzeiros means that you collect a piece of pass from every tenant. There are 60 tenants, you collect a piece of pass from every tenant. And you leave all the pieces of pass, you leave in one apartment. So that means that apartment is like a dining room, you know, for all the tenants. It's common to all of them. In other words, they live together. So that's the hekka. So now people will not make the mistake, they will not start equating, you know, the relationship between the lobby, the hall, and each apartment with the relationship between the Rishus Rabbim and the Rishus Ayochim. Because they know that the members of the Rabbim, so they come from different, they belong to different houses, and they don't keep their pass in one house. Mashenkin here, you collect the pass from each apartment and you keep all the pieces of pass in one house. So Mimele, they are together, it's like one big family. So Mimele, people will not equate this with the relationship between Shitachab and Shitayochid. Same way she took the Mivuez. So she took the Mivuez, you see, in, when you make an Erev Chatzeiras, you have to collect a piece of pas from each bais, from each tenant. When you make a Shitub Mivuez, you have to collect pas from each Choter. And then every Choter has to make its own Erev Chatzeiras. Then all the Chatzeiras, one more Ve'asosum can have 10 Chatzeiras, you see. So every Choter has to give a pass, and then we leave it in one choter and in one bais, so that means that that choter and that bais is mishutef to everybody. So the male people will not make a mistake anymore. Now, instead of collecting a piece of bread from every tenant, so we can make it easier. So one person takes one big chale, and he tells another person, you be zeche in that chale for all the tenants. So zochnodu shalom b'fonof, so every tenant acquires a piece of chale in a piece in that chale. So what difference does it make whether you collect separate pieces of chale or there is one big chale unsliced and everyone has one portion in that, and that chale is kept in one apartment? So that's like collecting many pieces of pas from all the tenants and leaving it in one apartment. So then there is a heker. This is what the Gemara means. Chatzeres shel Rabbi umvoy shein v'loshim yavu mitorim v'demei yavu mechatzeres shetuk umvoy mitorim lo yavu asurim lo yavu asurim atzir rashi chotzer shel Rabbi shepsuchem lechotzer potim Rabbi chotzer potim shel Rabbi neyakotim nisim kai chotzer shel Rabbi umvoy shein v'loshim shereishi yachatzosim chatzeres pesuchem lei ubnei achatzeres yitzim dachmol v'shel Rabbi. And one thing Rashi didn't mention, but it's implicit. And then the elachi was made, or a keiro was made. In other words, so the only thing that is necessary is eruv chatzeres, shituf mevoes. That is done by means of pas. Yevo kolabotim shochotzer yachad bepas. You collect a piece of pas from every bais and you leave it in one bais. V'chemi in amovei im yevo. You collected a piece of pas from every chotzer, hapsuches leviyachat, mutorim lahachlis leitzim abotim lechotzer, v'chim atziras lemovei. So then it becomes like one bais, like one big family. I mean, the whole takone was because people shouldn't make a mistake, and equate that, the relationship between one chotzer and the movei, or between one bais and the chotzer, with the relationship between the rishus hayochid and the rishus harav. So once you make an eruv chatzeres or shidduch mevoez, so then there is a heker and people will not mix up one with the other. Lo yavu asur, mipnei shabayis miyochedes libolel. That's the peculiar domain of the tenant. Ve'achotzer, let's say, the chotzer, the courtyard, the roof, the lobby, the hall, rishus likulon. Ve'nimtzo meitzim rishus lishus. Af al pi sheshtein rishus hayochid, ve'asit yog v'teiro, leharchik. So that was the takone of Shleimo Bizdine. Leharchik shoyeitzim rishus hayochid rishus harabi. V'hach milse lav mechinuk dalet rishu yisil v'bein yivu v'bein lo yivu rishu sayochidi v'hameitzi mitechen rishu sarabim Yisrael. From this Rashi it's mashma that there is a fundamental distinction with the Rabbonon between a kamales and a chotza shel moretz, because even if it is that kind of a kamales, you see, there are two kinds of kamales. There is one kind of kamales that with the rice it's a mokim ptur. But with the rabbonon it's a kamales. There's another kind of a kamales that with the rice it's a rishayochit gomo. Let's say, kalki, yesem bisosayim, that lo yukaf nidiro. So, in other words, if you have, let's say, a garden or a pardes that is fenced around, but it's very wide, yesem bisosayim, larger, the size, the area of that gino is more than the area of Chatzar HaMishkan. And it's not Nasis Lodo. It's not Nasis Lodo, it's a gino, it's a pardes, or something like that. So Mimele, the Rabbonim, you're not allowed to carry. Even though it has four mechitzes mures. Four mechitzes mures. Since it was not Nasis Lodo, and it's Yeser, and it's Osayim, Yeser, it's larger than the size, the area of the Chatzar HaMishkan. So the Rabbonim are not allowed to carry it. But there is a fundamental distinction between, so the Rabbonim we call it Kamales, but there is a fundamental distinction between this kind of Kamales and the Kamales of Biko and Yam. Biko and Yam, so the Rais, it's Mokim too. But Kalfi, Shalukaf, the Viro, But midrabanan, it has the same status as a common. Masha'im came, chotza she'in moraves, you didn't make it a lot of chatzeres. So even midrabanan, it's not treated like a common. It's a special status. It's also some midrabanan to carry in it. But that is a rabbanon is not like carrying in a kamelas. That's carrying in a chotza she'in moraves. You see how Rashi says. Rashi says, v'hach milse lav mechiluk da'ot v'shuyisi. Now Tesis says Tikashi, Abba Rishu is the Shabbos, Kosher Rashbo, Lisnehir Rishu is, Dokal Kifisam Bisosayim, Shaluka Fidire, Hazerik, Hazerik Mishusarabim, Miseichel Yifrechaye, because Midraise, it has a new Rishayochid, Vimidalton, they are without Dames, so why is the fifth domain not mentioned? So you could say that according to Tesis, so you see Rashi and Roshin, maybe there is a machlekes between Rashi and Tesis, because Tesis equates Kalfiv with Chotza Shelo Yehu. He equates it. Why? Because both have a common denominator. Midrashi it's a Mishayochet more, but Midrabono you're not allowed to carry. So it's from Roshin of Tesis it's mashma that Chotza Shelo Yehu is the same thing like Kalf. Same thing like Av. So he doesn't have to mention it. But Rashi says, V'hach mil said, but if Rashi had agreed with Teisves, so then Rashi couldn't say, V'hach mil said, lav mechilut dalit reshuis. Why isn't it mechilut dalit reshuis? It is mechilut dalit reshuis, because just as Kalfif is embraced in the dalit reshuis, because Midrash say it is included in Rishus HaYochid, Midrabanon it's included in Kamales. So it is Mechilut Dal Rishus. The Roshon of Rashi is, V'hach Milse Lav Mechilut Dal Rishus. So it's mashma from Rashi that Rashi disagrees with Tesis. According to Tesis, so Chotz Hashem Moreves, he is the same Misa Midrabanon, like Av. So Midrabanon is like Kamales, so it's the same Misa. It's the same Misa. Why is one not allowed to carry in the Chotz Hashem Moreves, because Midrabanan it's kamelas. In the same way you're not allowed to carry in the Biko, in the Yam. So, but from Rashi it's mashmano that this is not as chomo as kamelas. Kamelas is kamelas, but this even Midrab kamelas. So let's say even kalfi. So Midrabanan it's not considered Rishus HaYochid. So that words. So kalfi according to Tesis is like a movi asosum that is three mechitzes and no lech and no keil. So midrabanan, so according to Tesis it's Rishus HaYochid. Midrabanan it's a kamelas. So kalfiv is the same thing. Masheinkin. So kalfiv midrabanan does not have a din of Rishus HaYochid. But Rashish and Tesis it is that Chotza Shelo Yehu is midrabanan. He does not have a din of Rishus HaYochid. So it's the same Yisr as by Kamelas. From Rashi's Roshin it's Mashma, it's a separate Rabbon. It's not the same the Rabbonon as the Rabbonon of Kamelas. Because Kamelas, even Kalfi, Shalihu, Kaplidire, so with the Rabbonon it's not Rishus HaYochid. And that's why it's Oseh. But here, by Chotza Shelo Yehu, so it's not that the Chachomim said it's not Rishus HaYochid, just because they failed to take correct pass from every tenant. So it's not Rishus HaYochid. After all, there is no Chisom mechitzes. I mean, it has all the mechitzes. What is lacking? Just the collection of pas. So even with Rabbonon, it's a Rishus HaYochid. But there is a new Yisrael Rabbonon, not to carry the Rishus HaYochid. It's a new Yisrael. Right. That's how it's Mashma Varash. V'hach mil selav mechilik dal Rishu Yisi. V'bein mir v'bein lo yir v'u Rishus HaYochid. What do you mean Rishus HaYochid in the Raise? So Karfiv is also Rishus HaYochid in the Raise. Why doesn't Rashi mention Karfiv? He means Rishus HaYochid even with the Rabbonon. But it's a new Yisrael Rabbonon. Not to carry even the Rishus HaYochid. Not because with the Rabbonon it's not a Rishus HaYochid. It is a Rishayoch, even the Rabbanon, and still it is also to carry. That would be true of Kaplik too, natural. Now, the Gemara says, Eskupo is an elevated place on the threshold between the Rishus HaYochid and the Rishus HaRabim. So if somebody stands on the Eskupo, on that elevated place, on the threshold between the Rishus HaYochid and the Rishus HaRabim, Neitelm Balabais V'Neisenlei, Neitelm Me'oni V'Neisenlei. Now, the only stands in the Rishus HaRabim, the Balabais stands inside, and the third party stands on the elevated place, on the threshold between the Rishus HaRabim and the Rishus HaYochid. So he can serve as an... Now suppose the door would be that threshold you're allowed to carry. So it becomes bottled to the home of it. But if the door is closed and it's closed inside, so it's a same. So it is a same this. Now suppose the door comes here. So then you're not allowed to carry here. If it had been 4 tefachim wide, so then you would have mechitzes, because then you would have one mechitze this, and one mechitze this, and one mechitze this, and the door is closed. The door is closed, so that door is another mechitze, and they would say, Pi, Tikro, Yer, Viseisim, Gudachis, if this had been 4 tefachim wide. But since it's not 4 tefachim wide, so if the door is open, so then this is bottled to the whole mother. But if the door is closed, and suppose the door is closed this way, you see. Suppose the door is closed this way, so in Mele, there is no, the Kero cannot affect it. The Kero cannot be matter. But you have, but then you are, if you had 4 tefachim wide, if it had been 4 tefachim wide, so then you would have, this door is one mechitze, this is a second mechitze, this is a third mechitze, here it's open. Here it's open because the door is closed here. So here it's open, so we say, Piti Khoyer Bisese. If this had been 4 tefachim wide, but since it's not 4 tefachim wide, so you cannot say, here is one mechitze, here is another mechitze, and here is a door, a third mechitze, and here it's open. So then we should say, Piti Khoyer Bisese, because as long as there is no hole of 4 tefachim between here and here, so it doesn't have a Chalisha mechitze. This is how the Gemara explains. So, iskupe mishameshes beis rishuis bizman sha pesach posuach klifni pesach no klachutz. If the pesach is posuach, so then the door opens inside, not the way the door goes here outside. So when the door is open, so then you have a keiro. So even though it's not 4 tefachim wide, it's still, the Kero is matir, because you have 3 mechitzes plus a Kero. So it's matir. But if you close the door inside, so memele that becomes nistam, sosum from the rest of the mave. And you just have a little space here. So you have the door, is one mechitze, and this, the uve hamove here, and the uve hamove here. And had there been 4 tefachim wide, so then you would have 4 mechitzes, I believe. The 3 actual mechitzes. This mechitze, the door, and this uvei, and then the pitikoyer viseise. But since it's not 4 tefachim wide, so it cannot, you cannot say pitikoyer viseise, because in order that you should say pitikoyer viseise, in order to have mechitzes, so you have to have a hollow, an enclosure of 4 tefachim. Now, as a matter of fact, suppose you'll enclose a small space, just 2 tefachim here. 2 tefachim, then you'll put a mechitze here and a mechitze here. And there is just 3 tefachim between here and here. So this enclosure will not have a din of Rishus HaYochid. Because the enclosure must have a space of dalet tefachim. So memele, since the uve, hamove, here, is less than dalet tefachim, it's chetze mikuro and chetze sheni mikuro. So memele, so when it's open, so the whole move is muter, and the uve hamove is also part of the move. But when you close the door inside, so that is set off, it's obstructed. The uve hamove is obstructed from the rest of the move. So mimele, and so two, you have 3 mechitzes, but you don't have a 4th mechitze. You cannot say the pikero is here at viseisim outside, because the What is the Rishus HaYochid? In other words, if it is a Chit Shomik Yud Rochel Dalet, or a Geder, that Goveya Yud Rochel Dalet, the Rishus HaYochid, Mimut Amai, Mimut Yehod Rab Yud Eliton, Yeser Al Kein Omer Rab Yud Eliton, Mi Shei Yishle Beis Bot, Mi Shei Yishle Rishus HaRabim, Eise Lachem Ikam, Lachem Ikam, O Yikei Omikam, Yikei Omikam, Vineisim, Vineisim Beemtza. So in other words, suppose you have a Movei, and you have, and lengthwise you have the buildings, so you have the case limb of the buildings, so that's two mechites. But widthwise it's open to the Rishus HaRabim. So Rabbi Yehuda says that you can be married it, you can set up an eret. How? So in other words, so it means midraisa, you're allowed to carry it, it's Rishus HaYochid just by that. By the two mechites, converted into a Rishus HaYochid midraisa. But with Rabbonon, it's not a Rishus HaYochid with two mechitzes. So you have to, in order to make it into Rishus HaYochid in Rabbonon, so widthwise, on both sides, on both open sides, widthwise, you have to set up a lechi here, and a lechi here, a post here, or a keiro here, on one side, widthwise, or a keiro and keiro on the other side. But that's only necessary with Rabbonon. But with Raise, without anything, just the two mechitzes, you have a move and a foolish. And you have two mechitzes. I mean, the buildings that the case abati. That's the mechitzes. So it becomes a Rishus HaYochid. So al yeser al kein omer Rabbi Yehuda mishnei shli beis bot mishnei tzei Rishus HaRabim. So midraisa becomes a Rishus HaYochid by virtue of the case abati. The two mechitzes lengthwise, even though widthwise it's open on both sides and open to Rishus HaRabim. So it's still a Rishus HaYochid. That alley has a din of a Rishus HaYochid, but with the Rabbonon he's not allowed to carry unless he sets up a lechi on one side and the lechi on the other side, or a keiro on one side, the keiro on the other side, or it can be on one side the lechi and the other side the keiro. Lechi mikam velechi mikam, or keiro mikam vekeiro mikam, v'neisereis in the emtza. So then he's allowed to carry within the alley more than Dalet Ames, even with the Rabbonon, but without the lechi on the two sides widthwise, so then his midrabon is not allowed to carry. But midraise, he's allowed to carry even without the lechi or keiro on the two sides widthwise, as long as he has two mechitzes lengthwise. Alright, omulei in me'avim Rishus HaRabim bikar. You cannot be married the Rishus HaRabim that way. In other words, Rabbi Yehuda would also be made there that if without the lechi and without the keiro on the two sides widthwise, so it would be a Rishus HaRabim. So the setting up of the construction of the lechi and the keiro on the two sides widthwise, so will not convert it into a Rishus HaYochid. If without that, it would be a Rishus HaRabim, I say. But Rabbi Yehuda, the reason why Rabbi Yehuda says that you can be married is because he holds even without the lechi mikam, lechi mikam, keiro mikam, keiro mikam, it is already a Rishus HaYochid, I say, by virtue of the two mechitzes lengthwise. But with Rabbonanat, since with Rabbonanat, so Elechim Ikan, and Kirom Ikan, Kirom Ikan, make it into a Rishus HaYochid in Rabbonanat. Omer Rabbonanat Rishus HaYochid Ikach, but my colleague more, so when the Braise says Zui Rishus HaYochid, so that is a Rishus HaYochid in the Braise. Chitzk Omukyud is a Rishus HaYochid in the Braise. Masha Inkein, Shnei Botim, Shnei Tzidur Rishus HaRabim, is not a Rishus HaYochid in the Braise. La Fuke, Mishitas Rabbi Yehuda. So then the question is, why does the price have to emphasize again? So Rishus HaYochid Gmuro, it already said is El Rishus HaYochid. Vamai Kolei Gmuro, Mau Hitei Mekit Vigrabon Nalei de Rabbi Yehuda, Dab Rishus HaYochid, Hanen Nilei Taote, Avol Yisrek, Meidalei Komashmo. That's a very strange expression. And there is a Machlekes Rishen in the Pshat in that Gemara. So Rashi, when the Rashi says that even though the Gemara uses the Russian Han Milan Mitautel Avomizrek Midalei, but the Gemara doesn't mean that there is a distinction between Mavir and Tzri. There is no distinction. But the Gemara means Malditei Mekipli Rabon Nalei the Rabbi Yehuda Lav Rishus HaYochid Han Milan Mitautel, that it's not a Rishus HaYochid Mid Rabbonon to be allowed to carry within that movei, after you make lechem mikam, kira mikam, kira mikam. But as far as the deraisa is concerned, I would say the Rabbanon agree with Rabbi Yud. The Rabbanon only say, so they achilik and Rabbi Yud in respect to the Rabbanon. They say to Rabbi Yud, you say that if you have two mechitzes more, two real mechitzes, actual mechitzes, the case lay above on the two sides lengthwise of the alley, and then you put up Lechi on one on the two other sides widthwise, or Hero on the two sides and two other sides widthwise, so you are allowed to carry Midrabonon. We are Chilik on you. We say that Midrabonon you're not allowed to carry, even though you set up Lechis or Keros on the two other sides widthwise, and that we are Chilik. But as far as the Derais is concerned, we agree with you that once you have two mechitzes lengthwise, so it becomes a rishus ayochid mid'raise. Mainly, if somebody will throw from a real rishus rabbi, let's say from a suratia, from a platia, into that move that has two mechitzes lengthwise, he'll be higher. We agree with that. So when he says avol lizrik melei, they do not mean dafke lizrik melei that is higher. Even litaltel melei. Litaltel from a rishus rabbim, from a suratia, inside the move is meyoy. So why does the Gemara say lizrik meyoy is lav davke lizrik according to Rashi? It means lizrik, Gemara means ligavi midrais it's considered the rishus ayochid didn't. I would say I could have a salke raitov. It's not so, but I could have a salke raitov. That the Rabbanon agree with Rabbi Yudah in so far as the rais is concerned. The two mechitzes lengthwise make the move into rishus ayochid midrais. But Rabbi Yudah says that even with Rabbanon you are allowed to carry if you set up in addition to these two mechitzes lengthwise, two lechis widthwise. So and that they are chilek. But as far as the rice is concerned, I could say that Rabbanon agree with Rabbi Yudah, and they are only chilek litaltel. That means they, whereas Rabbi Yudah holds that when you set up lechi on the two sides widthwise, you are allowed to carry the ledames inside the move, we are chilek on you. We are chilek on you in respect to the Rabbanon. This is how Rashi explained it. Lechem ikam lechem ikam, shtei peis. Shlechem nabot in lechem ba'om, and so Rabbi Yudah beis mechitzah ba'is ayoch mitraiz, v'yik yeshtei mechitzis ma'al yese, mechitzis shal beis bot. Ma'al yitei mechitzis Rabbon al yidah Rabbi Yudah mitraiz, v'amri ma'avon shtacham mitah, v'medo yish ayochi, hanem mila yitautil shimuta yitautil b'secho, k'diktona yinaavon shtacham mitah, v'gozo bo mishtom lo yishtacham mitah. אבל ישראל, כשהזירק משתרם מסייכו, מינו לחי משם מחיצת דרעיסה, משם רשוס היוחד עליו. So how does Rash explain ישראל? נדף, לב דווקא ישראל, ליטלתל also ישראל. If he'll be ליטלתל from the רשוס הרבים into that mouth. So it's לב דווקא ישראל. And ליטלתל means that with Rabbonon it's also to carry inside the mouth. Daledam. And not only litaltel, lizrik inside, from one point inside the move, into the another point inside the move, it's also some rabba. So the washing is not smooth according to Rashi. The Chidushi Aran, he explains it differently. So according to him, the washing of the more is very smooth. So it's not just that the more is distinguishing between the dreise. I mean, it's the title of the more. Of course, it's not only the emes. It's not that the Gemara says that I could have a salted idol, that Rabbonon Achilik and Rabbi Yudah in respect to the Rabbonon, that a move you cannot be allowed to carry inside the move by virtue of setting up two lechis on both sides widthwise. No, but as far as the Reis is concerned, they agree with Rabbi Yudah that two mechitzes converted into Rishtayoch and Reis. It's more than that. The Gemara is saying, "Ma'u litei bekit v'gabon na'u ite Rabbi Yudah l'haver ishus ayochi hanen mila litau." That in the Rabbonon itself, I would say, of course, what Rashi says that vis-a-vis the raise. So the Rabbonon amir ite Rabbi Yudah l'chidush Aran agrees. But and the Rabbonon hold that they agree that with the raise with two mechitzes it becomes a ishus ayochi. But mid Rabbonon, you cannot make it into a rishis hayochid. Even by setting up lechem ikam, you cannot convert it with rabbonon into rishis hayochid. So you, even if you set up lechem ikam, you would still be forbidden with rabbonon to carry the ledames, to be carried the ledames inside from one bais inside the move into another bais. You wouldn't be allowed to carry Mashein came to be Zeirik from one bais inside the Movei to another bais inside the same Movei. I could say that even a Kohen Rabbonon, once you made Lechem Ikam, you are allowed to throw, let's say, a ball from one bais inside the Movei that has two Mechitzes, actual Mechitzes. And has Lechem Ikam. So I could say that in Rabbanan Meide, that once you set up Lechem Ikam, you can throw a ball from one bias inside the Movei to another bias inside the Movei. But you're not allowed to be metalical from one bias into another bias in the Movei. Why? Why should it be different? So I could say as follows. In other words, I could say it. Because after all, seeing in view of the fact that the Rai say it is a Rishis HaYochid by virtue of the two Mechitzes lengthwise. But with Rabbonon it's not a Rishis HaYochid. So Mimele, I would say, since with Rai say it is a Rishis HaYochid by virtue of the two Mechitzes, so you are allowed to carry from one bias, that carry, you are allowed to throw from one bias inside the Movei to another bias inside the Movei. And I could say, even without the Lechem Ikam, you are allowed to carry, not to carry, to throw from one bias, even without the Lechem Ikam, because with the right say you don't need the Lechem Ikam. So it becomes a Mishus HaYochid by virtue of the two Mechitzes lengthwise. Now, what is the, suppose it had been a Mishus HaRabi. With the right say. So what would be the Isaiah in throwing from one bias to another bias inside the Movei? It still wouldn't be osamir aisi, because zeirik mishus hayochid derech mishus harabim is not osamir aisi. We don't pass like Rabbi Akiva that put it in Shulchan Aruch. So suppose it had been you didn't have even two mechitzes, it had been mamish isratye, plati, and then you had one bias on one side of the isratye, on one side of the plati, and another bias on the other side of the platye, and someone would stand in one house near the window, on one side of the platye, and another person would stand near the window on another house on the other side of the platye, a Reuven and Shimon, and Reuven would throw a ball to Shimon from one house into the other across the platye. Would he be Eivar Nisar Raisi? Wouldn't be Eivar Nisar Raisi, because then it would be Mishus Hayochid. Derech Rishus HaRabim, and that's not also the Raisi according to Rabbanan Rabbi Akiva, who say Klut Alav Kimishim Chadami. So Mimele, even if it hadn't been Rishus Hayochid with the Raisi, so it would be Mutam with the Raisi to be Zerik from one bias inside the Platye to another bias across in the Platye. So it would be Mutam with the Raisi, it would only be also with the Rabbanan. So Mimele, now that you have to mechitzes and it's a Rishus HaYochid Midraise, it's only a Rishus HaRabim Midrabonon, so it's like Zeir, I could say. So you're allowed, because, but Litaltel to be Mavir from one bias inside the Movei to another bias inside the Movei. So suppose you didn't have two mechitzes, so then it would be a Rishus HaRabim Midraise. What's this Shite? That Mavir Rishus HaYochid Rishus HaYochid Derech Rishus HaRabim, so apparently the Chidush HaRan accords with the sheet of Teisves in Erev and the Shabbos that base, that Mavir Mishus HaYochid Mishus HaYochid Erech Mishus HaRabim is Chayev. So we may suppose you didn't have two mechitzes and you would be Mavir from one bais, somebody would be Eker himself with something in his hand or in his pocket from one bais, and he would go out of the bais across the platye, let's say into another bais without stopping in the Rishus HaRabim, so he still would be Chayev Chatos if he didn't have two mechitzes. So Mimele, now that it has two mechitzes, and with the Raisi, it is a Rishus HaYochid, according to the Havamim, But with the Rabbonon, it's Elishis Rabin, so with the Rabbonon, he's also to be mitalter from one bias into the other bias. But to be zeilig from one bias into the other bias, across that mavei, so he's mutal chatchile. I would say, if we assume that according to the Rabbonon, so two mechitzes make it into a rishtayochid raise. So kamashkul or no, that two rishtayochid muro, that it's not even a rishtayochid midraise by virtue of two mechitzes. So mimele, if he's, so not only is it osea, not only is it osea to be mitalteo, mibais libais, derech isimovei, but even zeirik it's osea. True, zeirik mishayochid. Why? Because it's a mishayochid. It's zeirik mishayochid, mishayochid, derech mishayochid. And that is also mirabo. This is how the Chiddush Aran explained the Gemara. So according to the Sharan, we understand the Rosh of Gemara, that Gemara says, Hamimu litaltel avu lizrek meyorei. Because according to Rashi, why does Gemara say avu lizrek meyorei? Avu litaltel meyorei. Avu litaltel from one bias into another bias in the same movei is meyorei. Why does Gemara say lizrek? According to Rashi, this the Rosh is strange. So now we take it with Rabbanan and Rabbi the Chai Zalman Ma'am Rish Ram Bikach and Rish Yach Dami Tal Bishim Tal Tal Bishim Tal Tal Bishim Tal Tal Bishim Tal 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 This is the Rishus HaYochid Muro. It means this is the Rishus HaYochid that has mechitzes on all sides. So he says, "Kolim azuy shenit merumiyah mechitzes shalom, sheyesh lo mechitzes mikol tzad, ki genchitz vechen geder, deamrino midalet zdodin, gud asik meachitze, al reishen, vimitzo reishen mukef midalet zdodin, uchlo leidalet, abul de Rabbi Yehuda lelit mo mechitzes shalom." But in the case of Rabbi Yehuda, there are only two mechitzes, so it doesn't have mechitzes on all sides. So we need no mechitzes shalom l'minyonon. V'lav rishus hayochid iklal. V'lav rishus hayochid iklal. Now, the Rishash is mitayik from the Rosh of Rashi, that Rashi here agrees with Shittes Rambam, that with three mechitzes, it's not a rishus hayochid l'raise. It's a mokipto l'raise. But the lechem is a mechitzo, that makes a rishus hayochid l'raise. Because Rashi says, תלוים ארזוי שנגמרו מי המחיצה שלו, שיש לו מחיצס מכל צד, כגן חיץ וכן גדר, דאמרינו מדלת זדודי, גוד אסיק מהמחיצה על רשת. So he says, שיש לו מחיצס מכל צד, then it is the רשת היוחד, מדרעיס. Then it is the רשת היוחד, מדרעיס. So then the question is, because Rashi in Erev so many times, and in Shabbos too, he says, contrary to the Rambam. So the Rishash says that this Rashi is not in line with other Rashis, because all the other Rashi is expressive of the Shittas of Rishayim in the Tachilit on the Rambam. In other words, that Midraisi with three Mechitzes it becomes Rishayim of Midraisi. But here he says Rashi Shittas is like Shittas Rambam. But I don't think that there is a diuk from this Rashi, that Rashi here is Chilik on his own Shittas, and here Rashi agrees with Shittas Rambam. What Rashi means, in the Chanam, Rashi agrees with Shittas all over, not like the Rambam, that with three mechitzes it becomes a rishus hayochid l'raise. But Rashi Shita is that it's not that al pidin it becomes a rishus hayochid with three mechitzes. In order to become a rishus hayochid, it must have four mechitzes. That's a rishus hayochid. But if it has three rishus hayochid, if it has three mechitzes, then al pidin it's considered as if the fourth side is also potus. Just as we say, I mentioned that Gabisuke. So Gabisuke, so we say, Shtayim kil choson u'shlishis afilu tefach. So it's not a pshat that Suke requires only three mechitzes. It's not the halacha that Suke requires only three mechitzes. V'horaye, we say that suppose you have four mechitzes, now Atzi Suke arosa banoyim midraise, so many Rishayim say that even the fourth mechitze is osa banoyim midraise. If Suke had required only three mechitzes, it didn't require four mechitzes, so the fourth mechitze is a superfluity. I mean, why should it be osa banoyim the Atzi Suke of the fourth mechitze? So we see that since Sukkot is a bais, so it's a bais are, but it's a bais, so in other words, it must have four mechitzes. Theoretically, it must have four mechitzes. But if it has three mechitzes, it's considered as if it had four mechitzes opening. Now, and then there is another raya, there is a better raya. Because the Gemara says, that if you have let's say suki. Does anyone have the Gemara suki? No, one of the Gemara suki. Gemara says in Sukkot Av Zayin on the base, Omar Rove, Sichich al Gabi Movei, Sheyesh Li Lechi, Kshir. Ve Omar Rove, Sichich al Gabi Pasi Birois, Kshir. Kshir. So, there is a loch of Pasi Birois. I mean, Gemara mentions it here. Imo Yisuderech Yishuz Rab Mafsekes. So in other words, let's say, suppose you have a bayer, a well, you know, in the midst of the Yishuz Rabbi, and the people have to be mashke, the behemo, I mean, to have water. So they cannot now, and you have the water, I mean, well, or just the bayer of mayim, and you have to draw water from the bayer. Now the bayer is only cute, rochid dalet, so it's a rishus hayochid. Now, and it's in the midst of the rishus harabim. How can you be mashke the behemo? You'll be in the rechiyuch skillet, and it's a skillet. Because when you draw water and you give water to the behemoth is thirsty, and you give water, you draw water from the bayah, so yamitzi the water, Mishus Ayochid, it's on the cute, and Rochem Dalet, so yamitzi the water from the Mishus Ayochid into the Mishus Arabic. So in order to accommodate, let's say the behemoth, in other words, so then there is an eitzah. In other words, if you put up yumdi, that's a special aloche. Yumdi means that, let's say, suppose you have a certain area, or even if it's a rabbi gomel, and you put a yumet, so you put, let's say, on the corners, on all the four corners, one amo here, and then on this corner, one amo here, on this corner, one amo here, on this corner, one amo here, That's passive ways. So in other words, even though between the dyumdi is both, as long as it's not more, as the pirtze is not more than yudim l'amo yishlish, why is the cheshbon yudim l'amo yishlish? Because the it has to be capable. That pirtze has to be capable of allowing eight behemoths to pass through the pirtze. Now the thickness, the width of a behemoth, of an average behemoth, is an amo and two shlish. So you have eight behemoths, so eight times one is eight, and eight times two thirds is 16 thirds. Now, so then you have 16 thirds, so that means, so that's five and one third. So you have eight amo plus 5 amo, so it's 13 amo plus 1/3. That's your gimel amo and shlish. So in other words, so the pirtze is not more than gimel amo and shlish, so that will allow 8 behemoths to pass through at one time through that pirtze and to drink water from the bayah. So that's a real mechitza. And you can be married the Rishus Rabbim. You can be married the Rishus Rabbim that way. So the Gemara says here, the Gemara says here, Tav Zayinu at the base, Omarove, Sichech al Gabi Movin, Sheyesh Bilechis, Ksheiro, Vi Omarove, Sichech al Gabi Pasigroins. Suppose you had these Dyumdi on the four corners, and then you put up Schach on the top of the Dyumdi, so it's a kosher esukim. But you don't have any Tvani. So Rashi explains that Rashi and the Rambam, because Mikke de Havedei Fel Nishabes, Havedei Fel Nisukim. The Afro Gav, the Binenstein, also, but by Sukkah there is a requirement that you have to have two Tvanis, Kilchoson, complete, without any pirtz. And here, you don't have a complete Mechitze that should be Sosom on any one side. You just have Dyumdin you have, at the corners. And all the four corners you have Dyumdin, and in the middle you have a pirtze. So there is not even one Dyumdin that is complete, completely compact, without any pirtz in it. So how can it be a good sukkah if you put schach on top? Because of aloche, special aloche. Miket have a deifen, miyin Shabbos, have a deifen, miyin mechitze. So what do we see from it? So we see from it that bein l'gabi Shabbos and bein l'gabi sukkah, theoretically, the requirement is that it should have four mechitzes. It should be mukov, mechitzes on all four sides. It should be completely enclosed. Because if it's not completely enclosed, if it doesn't have four mechitzes, it's not Rishus HaYochid. A Rishus HaYochid is completely, is chotzutz from all sides. But then you ask, why is it that according to most Rishonim, if you have just three mechitzes, and the fourth side is completely pulled, not even a lechi, so then it is considered Rishus HaYochid, and even according to the Rambam, so it's not Rishus HaYochid, but if you put up a lechi, just one thin lump of wood you set up, so even though the rest is poles on the four side, so it's Rishus HaYochid, the answer is al pidin we consider it chosum all four sides, completely enclosed. And by sukkah also. So it's not shtayim kilchoson shlishis afilu tefach. It doesn't require four mechitzes. It's not a bayis. It's not a dire. A sukkah has to be a dire, derasare. But a dire, how can you have a dire without four mechitzes? But the halacha is, if you have shtayim kilchoson, shlishis afilu tefach, so al pidin we consider it as if it has four tefachs. And by Shabbos also. The essential requirement on the theoretical level is that it should have four mechitzes. But if you have three mechitzes, according to most Rishonim, without even lechi on the fourth side, it's considered a rishayach on the rice. Why? Because then it's considered as if it is chotzutz on all the four sides. So mele we can apply the aloche of mige de have a day from me in Shabbos, pass the roi, even though by sukkah there is aloche, that it has to have two complete ones. Why? Because the essential requirement is that it should have tvanim all around, all the four sides. It should be completely enclosed. But if you have two tvanis completely, chotzus, and shlish is afilu tefach, so then it's considered as if it's completely closed. Now, there is no halacha of pasi b'rois and gabi sukkah per se, but gabi Shabbos there is halacha, and gabi Shabbos also the same essential requirement applies, that it should be chotzus on all the four sides. But if you have yumdi of an amo in each corner, on the four corners, then it's considered, even though the mitzvah there is a pirtze of yigdam avu shlish between this yumet and that yumet, but it's considered that it's completely chotzus. So neither the have a day in Shabbos, it's considered by virtue of the passive roi is to be completely enclosed, completely chotzus and gabi Shabbos. So it's considered completely closed chotzut ligabe suketu. So mele, this is what Rashi says. Not that Rashi is not in conflict with that. Rashi is all over in Erev and in Shabbos, where Rashi is chilek on the Rambam. Here Rashi is not chilek on the Rambam, even though he says, "Kolim azui shenidmuru min yachitz shelo sheyesh lo mechitzes mikol tzad." But according to Rashi Shite in Erev, so if it has three mechitzes, it's not mikol tzad, only three tzadim, not from all the four sides. It's still in Rishayoch in the Raise. So the answer is, why is it in Rishayoch in the Raise? Because if it has three mechitzes, even without the lechi on the four side, it's considered chotut mikol tzad al pini. But the essential requirement is that it should be chotus mikol tzad.
This is what Rashi means. Kalimazui shenikmol binyan mechitzes shalosh yish lo mechitzes mikortzad ki chitz vechen geder damrin amidalet zodin gudasik me amchitz al reishi vimimtzo reishi mukot idalet zodin shlo idalet avu de Rabbi Yehuda l'nikmol mechitzes shalosh l'minyonom v'lav rishis hayochit kwa.
Shir Lamed Hey, 35th Shir of Shabbos, Tesvav Kislev Hey Tov Shalom, Zion, December 7, 1976, on Tuesday.
Now, we have to the Gemara, that Vavam is base, Oma Mar, Zuyir Rishus Arabim. What is Zuyir Rishus Arabim? The Vaisa mentions, Sratye or Platye Gdeilo, Voyes and Fellowship. Zuyir Rishus Arabim. Limute Mai, Limute Ida or the Rabbi Yehuda. In other words, it emphasizes Zuyir Rishus Arabim. So it's Mimayit something. Limute Ida or the Rabbi Yehuda. It's now the Buddha Eime, Rimhoiso, the Rishus Arabim, Apsikoson, Yisalkeno, Yitzdodi. Now that has to do with the Mishneh in Erev Nachabeis, Passive Rois. So in other words, Passive Rois means now they had to be mashke the behemoths from the Be'er. So, and the Be'er was in the midst of the Rishus Arabi, and the Drochim in the midst of the Rishus Arabi. Now, so without any mechitzes, so when you draw water from the Be'er, so then you bechay, your mitz, the Be'er is only cute and dalet. So it's a Mishnah Yochit. And near the Be'er, that's a Rishus Arabi. So they constructed mechitzes. What kind of mechitzes? Dyumdi. Dyumdi means, in other words, at the corners, the certain area was set up around the bay, and let's say, and you had yumdin and ammo in each direction, and ammo here and ammo here, this corner, and then let's say, suppose this is the area, the table is the area. So then in the bay is in the middle of the table. So at the corners of the table, you'd put up yumdin and ammo this way and ammo that way. In other words, so then, even though it was ports in the middle, between one dumet and another, it was open, so still it had it in the chitzes, and it's considered, so the whole area, the whole enclosure, so was considered the rishus hayochi. But the halachi was that between one dumet and another, let's say you have here a dumet and you have here a dumet, so the open space, the pirtze, should not be more than your gimel amu shlish. Now, Yigimel Amu, the Cheshm of Yigimel Amu Shlish is because the width of a behemo is Namo and two shlish Amo. So, in other words, in order to allow eight behemoths to pass through, to drink water from the Be'er. So, in other words, so eight times one Amo, so it's eight Amo, and eight times two thirds. So you have 16 thirds, so you have 5 and 1 third, so 8 and 5 and 1 third, 13 and 1 third. So the piyotze should not be more than you'd give amushlish. So then you're allowed to draw water from the bay, because you're not meiti, mishus hayochid, mishus harabim, you're meiti, mishus hayochid, because the whole enclosed area, it has a din of mishus hayochid. So Rabbi Yehuda says, now where was that enclosure set up? In the midst of the Rishus Arab. So Rabbi Yehuda says, suppose the Rabbi are accustomed to pass through that enclosure, to use it as a shortcut, that enclosure. So maybe the din of Rishus Hayochit is poka from that enclosure. So you have to divert the Rabbi. You have to tell the Rabbi, no, don't use this enclosure as a shortcut, because if they will use this enclosure as a shortcut, so then the enclosure will not have a din of Rishus Hayochid. Even though the Dyumdi endow it with the character of Rishus Hayochid, so it's only as long as the Rabbim do not pass through that enclosure. But if the rabbis are accustomed to use it as a shortcut, so also rabbis vatle mechitz. So suppose the rabbis do it. Rabbi Yudah Emir dafkav beiz amdale. Imoyso derech yishus rabbi mafsi kosol yisal kenol izdori. So we should divert the passage of the rabbis. Another way, I mean, they shouldn't go through that enclosure. V'chachomim eim remeini tzorich. In other words, Rabbi Yudah holds osa rabbim vat lemechitzte, osa rabbim vat lemechitzte, and the Chachomim say lo yosa rabbim vat lemechitzte. Now, so this is what Gemara says. This is what Gemara says. Zuhir ishiz a rabbim limutemayu limutihidach de Rabbi Yudah. Ah, Rabbi Yudah, hine imo iso derech ishiz a rabbim mafsikoson, isal kenol itzdodim. So when the price says Zuyer ishus Arabim, so it means Ratio Platia that has no mechitzas of Yomdi. Mashein came that's a ishus Arabim. Mashein came that enclosure. The passive roes, even though the rabbi use it as a shortcut, so that enclosure is not a ishus Arabim. Not a ishus Arabim. We must either Rabbi Yudah, if Rabbi Yudah, we are most very just Rabbi. But if he cannot, he shall cannot. It's not. But Chachomim Emrim and Itzok. But my call it more. So here the price also emphasizes, just as he's emphasizing Gabriel Yisayochi, Zeur Yisayochi more. So here it emphasizes Gabriel Yisrabi, Zuyer Yisrabi more. In other words, Chati Plati, the voice of Loshi, that's a Yisrabi more. So but my call it more. Either you turn a Reishi more or turn a Name Seifik more. So you know, here it wasn't necessary. Either way, it was necessary to emphasize Zuhir Shayochid more, to tell us that Rabbi, that Rabbonon are not only chelik and Rabbi Yudah in respect to the Rabbonon, the Yisrael Rabbonon, but in respect to the Raise, they are also chelik and they hold two mechitzes, do not make it with the Raise into Zuhir Shayochid. So there it was necessary to emphasize Zuhir Shayochid more. Here in the Sefer it wasn't even necessary. All it had to say was Zuhir Shayochid. Not Zuhir Shayochid more, but Agav Gorem, because in the Reisha it had to say Zuhir Shayochid more, so here also says Zuhir Shayochid more. Now the Gemara is the Kashi. Vilech Shev Namen Mitbo. Vitanye, Zuhir Shayochid, Sratye, Platye, Highways, Platye, Gdelo. I mean, the market. Platya Dela, I mean, it means that it's a real market. I mean, for all, not if it is a restricted market, but if it's a real, if you have the fair, the market, and all the inhabitants of the city come to shop. So, that's a Platya Dela. Umboye Sampaloshi, Vea Midbo, so Midbo, a desert, is also a Rishu Sarabi. Omarabaya Loikashi, Kambis Manshi Yisroel Shroim Di Midbo, Kambis Manazeh. So how does Rashi say? Now we have to go over the whole Rashi, but let's just see this Rashi. Kam bizman hazeh, bizman shehu Yisroel b'midbo chshiv rishus harabi. Why? That's Rashi l'shito sein, here in Davok, in other places, that when is it a rishus harabi, the Rashi say only when there is shishim ribay, baking day. So, bizman shehu Yisroel b'midbo, so then there was shishim ribay, baking day. Shishim ribay baking bay. So then it's Rishus Rabbi. But the Zman Hazeh, so you don't have 600,000 people passing through the midbar, so maybe it's not a Rishus Rabbi. The Zman Hazeh ain't more kimilach Rabbi. The Hilchim midbar is lo yishrich. And that's the pshat of all the Rishenim except the Rambam. And even the Rishenim were achilik on the Shita of Rashi and Teisves. The Rosh and the Tur. The Shita of Rashi and Teisves, the Rosh and the Tur is that without Shishim Ribay, it's not a Rishus Rabbi. But the Ramban and the Rashbo, they are chilek on the Shita of Rashi and Teisves. And they hold that there is no such prerequisite of figure of Shishim Ribay, 600,000. But they agree that it's only a Rishus Rabbi if it is also Lehiluch Rabbi without any discrimination. Not just the hiluch of a rabbi of a certain sect, but the hiluch of a rabbi without any discrimination. Everybody, every member of the rabbi goes there. But the figure is not important, whether it's 600,000, 500,000, 100,000, or 1,000. Suppose it's a small city, and they don't have 600,000 residents. But as long as in that platye, so all the bulk of the population comes, so it doesn't need a Rosh Hashanah. But it has to be also lilachab. Also lilachab. Even according to Ramban and the Rashi. So mele, b'midbo usually are deserted. I deserted it. Certainly, this man of more. Today it probably would be different. I mean, all the, let's say the all the deserts, the Arizona and the California and Nevada deserts. So, according to the Russian Tetzves, it would have been a Rishis Rabbi. I don't think, I mean, that in these deserts, so Shishim Ribei are baking by the Cholyeg. But according to the Ramban and the Rashbo, so it's also a Rabbi. I mean, travelers pass through, but. So Mashenkin is Managmore, so the deserts were usually deserted. I mean, you didn't have every day a number of people passing through it. But sometimes you had people going through. So Melee, even according to the Ramban and the Rashbo, so they do not have a deal of Rishisara. The Rambam is, so in other words, so that means that the Rambam should pass that Midbo. If the Rambam had agreed with the Pshat of all the Rishayim, including the Ramban and the Rashba, that when is Midbar, the Rishus Rabbim, Bizman Shei Yisroim Shroim be Midbar, so that Midbar, not other Midbar, so that Midbar, the Midbar between Mitzrayim and Eretz Yisroel, so that Midbar, the Sinai, I think it's called the Sinai Wilderness, the Sinai Desert, so had the din of Rishus Rabbim, but Bizman Hazeh, it was not the din of Rishis Rabbi. So the Rambam should ask him that Midbar should not have a din of Rishis Rabbi, because now it's Bizman Hazeh. And the Rambam asks that the Midbar is a good example of the Rishis Rabbi. The Rambam says, Perik Yudalet Milcha Shabbos Halocha Al Arba Rishuyes L'Shabbos Rishus HaYochi Rishus HaRabbi V'Karmeles U'Mokim Tov. The Kamala Samakito. Izeo Rishus Rabin, Midboris, Veayores, that's the Gilsa we have in our text. Midboris, Veayores, Ushvokim, Udrochim, Hamfeloshim Lohem, Uruvachi, Erecha, Vadelach, the Zain Amo, Uruyi, all of this. That's the Gilsa in our text. Midboris, Veayores. But the Gilsa of the Magmishne and the Keset Mishne and the many manuscripts of the Rambam is not Midboris v'ayoris, but Midboris v'yorim. Midboris v'yorim, fares. Ayoris means towns. But the Gilsa of the Magid Mishnah is always Midboris v'ayorim v'ashvokim. Utrochim aflodim. Because the Mishnah also. Hamidborim v'ayorim. V'ayorim. And the Yoras the Kashe. Why is the Yar Rishis Rabin? Rashi says, Talmudes, so he says, not in Mokim Miloch LeRabim. In other words, Kigin Yah. So in other words, Yah is mentioned by Rashi, but the Gemara, that's no Kashi against the Rambam. The Gemara doesn't say that Yah in Paris is a Talmudes. The Shekim say that, Rashi said. So the Shekim says Rashi. So according to the Gilsa of the Magid Mishneh and the Keset Mishneh, the Rambam doesn't say, Midboris Vayoris Ushvokim, but Midboris Vayorim. Fares, Ushwakim markets, Utrochim and Foloshimen. Utrochim and Foloshimen. Now, and our Gilsi is Midboris Veayoris, but many manuscripts of the Rambam say the way the Magid Mishneh has it, the Keset Mishneh. And the truth is that Ayoris is a very strange Gilsi. Even though logically, I mean, it's nothing strange about it. You could say logically, so Ayori is more strange because Yorim is not a Hilach Rabin but a Tau, a Seri. But it's strange because of the other things that the Rambam mentioned. Izeo Rishus Rabin, Midboreis, Veayoreis Ushvokim. Now, where does the market take place? Not in the city, outside the city. The market takes place outside of the city. The market takes place inside the city. So it's inside the city. So what does it say? Ayoreis Ushvokim. Cities, towns, and markets. The market takes place inside the city. Inside the city. So what's it? So the Gil said that we have Ayoris is a little strange. I mean,
textually it's strange. I mean, logically it's not strange. I mean, why should that could very well be considered according to the Rambam Rishisarabi. But since he says after that Shvokim, so it seems that Yori is the better girls. Yor. So the Rambam says Izero Rishisarabi, Midborates, Hayori, Ushvokim, Markets, Udrochim.